New research has revealed that Australians are wasting almost $400 million a year in mobile bill shock, and it's mostly due to excess data charges. On the line to talk about the research and offer up perhaps a few tips in this area is the Managing Director of Amaysim Australia, Julian Ogren. G'day, Julian.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, going back a few years, I seem to remember that capped plans were supposed to put an end to surprises on your bill at the end of the month. Obviously, there's some traps for consumers still in this area. What's happening?
Look, I think it's we do remember the good old days of those cab plans, and that's, I was actually at that time when Amaysim launched its unlimited voice and text product, which has been one of our award-winning products and most successful to date. I think it's once again it's these great offers that promise the world, and obviously through lack of understanding or under deliver, I guess. I guess when you talk about data, what we're seeing is that the consumer appetite for data is exploding. If we look at our own customers' data usage at Amaysim, their usage has increased 85% in the last 12 months, which is staggering. If you look at the industry forecasts, they're forecasting consumer data usage to grow 60% each year for the next 3 years. So you can see that there is a whole new trend of data that's really starting to take off. You might ask, what's driving that? Well, I guess there are smartphones are getting into the hands of more and more Australians now, and it's not just about browsing now. It's about video, music streaming. It's about Snapchat, Instagram, social media, and it's not just one or two of these services. Customers embracing it all at the same time.
Yeah, and I believe a couple of years ago, even Cisco were predicting that most of the world's data is going to be on mobile devices within the next few years. So I guess we can see that happening there with people blowing out on their data usage on their mobile plans.
It's exactly right. Now, I mean, mobile data is the first point or the first device people choose when they're trying out all these applications. But if you come back to this $400 million of bill shock, what's really happening is, we had this research from Galaxy, and what Galaxy was saying is that 88% of customers actually don't understand their data activity.
Right.
And if you recall the old days of voice and text, you had a voice rate and a text rate, and it was pretty simple. And if you talk too much, your bill went over. But with data, it's really complicated for customers because they go, I get this data usage, this data inclusion, but how does that bill a YouTube video, or how does it work when I stream music, or if I'm just simply browsing? And it's that lack of understanding that's really driving the bill shock.
And is it also that some plans, it almost seems, are designed to catch people out, not giving enough data allowance, not a reasonable amount? I mean, you can probably tell me, you've looked at your customers, and you could probably tell me what the average sort of data usage is these days.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think that's the real disconnect at Amaysim that we're really seeing here is, with all of this excitement around the insatiable appetite for data in the last 12 months, we've seen the plans. Effectively, the plans have come out that have actually reduced data inclusion. So, you can get a data bundle with 1 gigabyte or 2 gigabytes or 3 gigabytes of data. But when you go back to what we've just been talking about, is that, it's not really enough to drive that out, to drive the demands or the requirements that people need to browse the web. So, that's the challenge.
What else besides data usage is adding to people's bill shock?
Of all the bill shock events, half of the bill shock complaints or bill shock related events actually related to data, but they, there are still people that continue to use voice and continue to use SMS, and the balance of those the bill shock does come from calls, probably being the second one, and text being the third one. Sometimes, obviously, you've got international roaming is always a challenge for consumers, but it's one of those international struggles, I guess. Of when you travel, you've just got to make sure you be careful. And I think the most pointed announcement was by the TIO about 4 weeks ago, where they said that data bill shock is on the rise, and it's the fastest the number one reason for the reason why people are actually making complaints at the TIO.
Right. I was actually hoping that by now that the phrase bill shock would have disappeared. But, let's look for a solution here. What action should mobile users be taking to ensure that they're only paying what they originally thought they were signing up for?
Yeah, look, I think that's, I mean, if I use the amazing example, like today, we're actually making a great announcement that we're revamping our unlimited talk and text product, where we're extending it to 5 gigabytes of data. I think the start, it always needs to start to make sure that the inclusion bundle is sufficient enough to actually give people that no worries or peace of mind. Now, naturally, even when you have a large inclusion that Amazon has always been running with, there are people that still go over that over that bundle. One of the things I think is, you know, if you're a prepaid customer or you prepay for your services, that obviously gives you a better control.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that means you then opt into the next investment of data that you need to purchase. But also, you know, just be careful of the extra gigabytes that you do buy. Some people actually fall out of, they exceed their inclusions in the last, you know, week of the month, and then they're forced to buy another gigabyte of data, and that data will expire at the end of that month. So you might only get to use half of it, but you've paid for a full gigabyte. And we've noticed that as well. And one of the things we've put into our product is to make sure that when you buy the data allowance, the extra gigabyte, it lasts for 30 days, no matter what time of the month you use it. So yeah, you've really got to keep your eye out and be really mindful of the traps.
And I wonder, some other telcos had put in place systems like warning people when they're getting, you know, they'd use half of their data or getting close to the end, but maybe not all of them have it in place, or people aren't picking up on these warnings if these bills are still blowing out at the end of the month.
Exactly right. Yeah, the warnings are out there, and you remember too that a lot of the billing systems are not always real time. It could be near real time,
right.
And you know, if you get the warning maybe 5 minutes. 5 minutes later, who knows, if you're on a video and 5 minutes is a long time, you know, you could have experienced the bill shock by the time you get the warning. So, you know, it's really, I think you've just got to take some more proactive measures.
I notice on a lot of the handsets these days, you have the ability to sort of track your data usage sort of internally, you know, within the phone. Do you think perhaps that's a good step to take as well for people?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think they're, you know, that application's built into the phone, and I think people just need to, you know, it's there for you to get an understanding of how your usage pattern works. And I think it's not just using it once. I think if you get used to using it on a monthly basis, you start to see your usage trend, because, you know, there might be some days where you've used a lot more than you would normally use, but it's good to see your average usage so you get a feel for what your behavior is like.
Okay, so your new plan with Amaysim for unlimited talk and text is with 5 gig of data as well, is it now?
Yeah, exactly. It's an exciting announcement. We've for $44.90, you get 5 gigabytes of data and still get the unlimited voice and text. And you know, we believe that that's really, you know, it's more than enough data for you to continue to do your browsing, your social media, embrace music, get onto YouTube. And you should be covered. So, you know, and it's really about the reason for the change as well is it's the alarming forecast there that we talked about earlier, that, you know, data usage is going to grow 60% every year for the next 3 years. We always want to make sure our customers have got that future-proof safety net and make sure that the plan is enough for the growth over the next couple of years.
Great. And how's your coverage these days? You're reaching out to all of Australia?
Yeah, the coverage is fantastic. We've in the last 3 to 6 months, our customers have seen an improvement on our service. Right now, our network has been upgraded for data for 42 megabits per second peak rate speeds in the cities, and 21 megs per second in outside the city. If I bring that down to the average to consumer speak, what they're experiencing is 2 to 3 times increase in speed and performance on the network. So the data experience is certainly improving.
So for more info on that plan, where can people take a look?
Go to amazim.com.au, and you can go onto that website even on your handset or your tablet or your desktop. It's a nice, friendly service, and go on there. You can order a SIM and you can have it delivered either in 3 hours or next day, depending on where you are.
Sounds good. That's Julian Ogren from Amazim. Thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thank you very much, Andy.